News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a Limerick councillor has called for penalty points to be given to motorists who park in cycle lanes. To discuss this further, we're joined in studio by Louise Williams, who's the Vice Chair of Dublin Cycling Campaign, and Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Louise,
yes,
would you agree with this?
Look, you know, why not? If it deters people from cycling and parking, from parking in cycling lanes, then I think it's a good thing. Potentially it's a good thing. But I think looking at the bigger picture, the real problem is the impunity. There's a total lack of enforcement. I was cycling into you this morning. There were two vans parked in the cycle lane. And actually, I did shout at one of them and said, you're parked illegally. And he's just looked at me and continued doing his business. It's completely normal to park in cycle lanes. And there's a lot of confusion about, you know, some of them are timed in Dublin. There's a lot of ambiguity. And within that ambiguity, people are negotiating to just occupy the space that is dedicated to cyclists and keeps us safe as cyclists. If you're a parent and you've got a child on the back and you have to veer into the traffic, you're going into school this morning, it's really frightening to have to veer around the cars or trucks that are parked in the cycling lane. So yeah, penalty points, if it'll make people think twice, but much more important is get the guards out and get them actually enforcing the law.
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, do you agree?
To be honest, Kieran, good morning to you.
Morning.
And your listeners. No, I don't agree. The protection of our cyclists on our road, as with our pedestrians, is of course of paramount importance to all of us. There is sadly and unfortunately, for example, the statistics in County Kerry show that more people are being killed while being pedestrians and cyclists than actually being inside motor cars. So this is a particular worry. But having said that, I don't believe that putting more and more penalty points, because every day, as you know, Kieran, there are suggestions from different people about increasing penalty points and, again, extending the amount of offences which actually would come under the jurisdiction of attracting penalty points. And I don't agree with that, because when penalty points came out, first of all, they were brought in as a measure to try and increase our safety on our roads and to stop our deaths on our road.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody would have to agree with that. But having said that, this sort of a race where doubling points from 2 to 4 and increasing all of these different, I mean, every day of the week, people come out with new suggestions as to, well, we should actually increase penalty points and have them for such a new offence and such another offence. I don't agree with it.
There is penalty points for parking dangerously already.
Of course there is, but this is a specific new proposal by a councillor who I'm 100% sure the intentions would be very well founded and well intended. But you must remember, when people get into a motor car, and I'm saying this continuously, I know of no person who wants to get into a motor car and create upset, offence or danger to anybody else. 99% of our motorists, they pay their taxes, they pay their insurance, they pay everything, and all they want to do is get up in the morning, go from A to B.
But forget the new offence. If they're parked in a cycle lane, do you accept it's dangerous and that dangerous parking accrues penalty points at the moment? So they should get them.
I do, of course, agree that wouldn't it be a perfect world if we all did everything perfectly? And if we were all perfect people, then there'd be no such thing as accidents. But I don't agree that this race to increasing the penalty points and putting more penalty points and broadening. You asked a very straight question. You said, did I agree with this? And I have to give you an answer. No, I don't.
Louise.
I think, Michael, thanks for raising a good, an interesting point, which is this race, you know, this feeling of a race. And actually with the race that's happening is actually happening on our roads. The RSA, the Road Safety Authority, has a free speed survey. And I mean, it's absolutely shocking when you look at the amount of speeding that's taking place. And I'm sure it's something that's really of concern for you in South Kerry. 98% of cars are speeding in 30 kilometre per hour zones. 98%. In rural areas, that goes up to about 27% in various, in zones of different speeds. I mean, the issue of speeding is absolutely massive. massive. And if we want to talk about protecting the lives of pedestrians and cyclists, as you said yourself, then we need to talk about a coherent culture which really takes seriously the safety of everybody on our roads. And that's everybody who votes, it's everybody who gets out and gets their kids, gets kids to school, gets their kids to hospital, etc. So I think you've raised an interesting point, and I think the race is one of massive concern to us as a cycling community, and we're trying to represent also all the people who would love to get out and cycle, be it in Dublin or around the country. And I think we need to talk about the impunity on the roads, and we need leadership from people like yourself. And I know that, Michael, that you cycle in Dublin and that you've had the fear of God put into you by the buses overtaking you. So I think the leadership from you would be very welcome, in order that in places where, like, for example, where the South Kerry Way is going to be built, that we'd have a great potential for ownership of that route in South Kerry, where people, local people, could get to it easily. They wouldn't have to drive to it in order to cycle on it, and we could integrate all sorts of community activities, which would break down rural isolation. It would help to combat obesity. It would help mental health, physical health concerns as well.
Okay, Michael, what about that, offering that leadership? And let's set aside then calls for new penalty points and new offences. Let's create the infrastructure that Louise is talking about, and Louise's first point a couple of minutes ago, that the offences that are there, let the guards actually enforce them.
Well, of course, and look, the Gardaí will tell you they try and enforce all the rules and regulations that are there to the best of their ability and to the best of the resources that they have available to them. But there is one thing about the statistics that are being used with regard to people breaking the speed limit, for instance. Yes, of course, it would look like enormous figures if you actually looked at the amount of people breaking the speed limit. But if you look at what they're breaking it by, and I, for example, you could have a 30-mile limit where people, if they were being measured, they might be doing 30.
So just break it by little bits and it's okay.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's very worrying, Michael. Don't be saying that now. That's frightening for people like myself.
I never said that. What I said was, if the statistics were looked at, it mightn't be that they might be doing 39 or 40 kilometres. It might be that they might be doing 31 or 32 kilometres.
Why can't they just do 27 or 28?
I agree with you, but again, in an ideal world, and if we were all perfect people, it would be great. But what I'm saying is, when you use statistics, you have to use them properly. And you would have to look at the actual breakdown as to how much above the speed limit people would be travelling to get an accurate reflection of what's happening on the ground.
All right.
But well, the other thing I want to say... No, but could I just...
Very briefly then.
Very briefly. The answer by everybody seems to be increased penalty points. Would anybody please think of the poor motorist? Like I said, it's only trying to get from A to B and mind
and
their
stops
own
in the way.
In the best way they
in
can.
In the cycle lane.
Louise Williams, Vice Chair of the Dublin Cycling Campaign. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Thanks a million, both of you, for speaking to us.